the impact on international travel. There's lots of conversations going on out there, I realise, and I've got friends who have told me about really, really jacked up prices that people are paying to try and get out of Dubai. At 20 past four, you'll hear from Max Najjar of Axis Travel, who will be able to bring you an update. He was due to speak to people that he knows in Dubai earlier this afternoon. So he'll be able to update you on what the situation is in the Middle East directly. A lot of conversations going on. Friends have told me astronomical prices that some people are paying to get out of Dubai. And if you've got some information to share, 1300 160 222. Max Najjar is one of South Australia's most experienced travel consultants, and he also has family members in Dubai. Living in Dubai. Max Najjar, good afternoon.
Afternoon. How are you, Noel?
Yeah, good, thank you. Are there a lot of people leaving the Middle East to return to Australia at the moment?
If they can get a flight and if DFAT can communicate with them or the travel agency communicates with them, the worst scenario, and we're getting a lot of negative reports, are those who are trying to go online to websites that are crashing, trying to in a toll-free number only because they did their own bookings direct. And it's not the way to go. I've said on BBC and ABC, it's not the way to go. And we've done COVID, we've done Iraq war. If you've got one contact source, such as a travel agent, they do it all for you. But they're trying to get out, yes, via Asia, via Helsinki, via Japan, via Anchorage. Some are taking the risk and going via the United States. So, look, there are contingency plans for the airlines, and so they're doing their best. And, again, we get results here, just to let you know, Narelle, that we have our own computer satellite connections for airline reservations and hoteliers. And we don't use the, you know, Qantas.com, Emirates.com websites. We just don't.
Yeah.
They're flimsy at best, and they do crash a lot. So we use what we've got, and we can give information before it's even put to the consumer websites.
But what's the price situation with those flights? Because they are all
crazy.
Commercial. Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'll give you an example. The last one we did, which is pretty ugly, that was getting him out of Dubai. It was a Dubai flight to Athens, Athens, London, London, Helsinki, Helsinki, Singapore, Singapore, Sydney. 12,800 one-way economy.
Whoa.
And there's no ifs or buts at the airline. One of them in particular, it was three airlines we used, basically said, if they don't want it, we don't care, basically, because we can sell it. And they did. And that's the problem. And that's just trying to get them out. There's another airline that's got a kangaroo on their tail, and they've travel agent for 48 years experience. It's an Australian quality airline. Qantas needs to be a lot more transparent to their clients, a lot more transparent to the travel agents, and don't do it behind the scenes, which I'm really disappointed with that, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And when we spoke earlier, Max, you were planning to speak to people in Dubai. What's the latest information?
Well, my brother happens to live there, and he's got an apartment next to the Dubai Mall, which is the second largest mall in Dubai. And they're actually being told to stay indoors as much as possible and only go outdoors when necessary. The bombs that are coming in are hitting indiscriminately at the moment. They're supposed to be hitting military sites, as we all know, but they have hit a few of the building locations there and foyers. I'll give you an example, something very simplistic. He was walking out of his apartment. He's about 600 metres from the Dubai Mall. And he was going to go have a haircut, and he heard something in the sky, looked up, and hit a building just near to the Burj Arab Hotel. So he went straight back inside his apartment. So it's not looking good. What we get in the Western media, if I can tell you, you're not getting the full story. You're only getting CNN and all the other guys want to put through. There's a little bit more damage than necessary, especially in Tel Aviv at the moment. There's a huge damage in Tel Aviv, but they've cut all ties to the internet, or not all, most, and most of the cameras in the streets have been cut off too. So we're not getting the full story. I've also got family members and other people who live in not only Dubai, but also in Lebanon and on the border of Israel. So we get some live reports before they're happening. So not pretty. I believe that it's going to continue on for the next couple of days, but the contingency plans that as a travel agent, as the airlines have put in, and one thing that people are forgetting about is the tour operators, the cruise lines, they've also done contingency plans, which is superb, working on behalf of the consumer to make sure if they can't make their tour or their hotel, you know, we're getting these amendments done every day, actually, and most of them are free of charge, amending a tour or a cruise, or they're saying, we've got your money, we'll hold it for 12 months or 16 months, and you can book the same thing hitting again in 12 months' time, within 12 months and stuff. So, you know, it's not just the airlines, Neville. It is the wholesalers. It is the suppliers, the tour companies we do business with, the cruise companies and so on. So, you know, we're really working hard, like 24/7, trying to accommodate this, which actually is worse than the COVID and also worse than the Iraqi war.
Max Najjar is from Axis Travel. When you say that your brother heard something, was that a drone?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a drone, and he looked up to the sky, and all he saw was the drone, and then he saw a flash in the distance with smoke billowing out, and it hit just outside the hotel lobby, which was not a military structure.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the problem is, honestly. If you sort of knew in Abu Dhabi or Dubai or Kuwait or Saudi Arabia, if you knew it's going to hit the military targets as a consumer or somebody living there, then, you know, you'd keep your distance. But when they start doing indiscriminate, it is a problem there. And when we don't get the full report here, it's another problem.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Is your brother going to get out of Dubai?
Can't get out. We tried three times. He was sitting on the tarmac for 4 hours, and the next time he was sitting on a tarmac for 6 hours. He's gone back and said, you know what, I'm just going to stay where I am. And that's not only for him, and he's just one out of very important people there. There's clients of ours there. We've been able to extend the hotel stays there, which is superb. The hotel managers are playing ball with us as a travel agency. And also, I don't know if you're aware, but the royal family in United Arab Emirates are paying for most of the hotel bills in food and drinks. Yeah, yeah. They're sending the invoices to the royal family. It's amazing what they've actually done. I'm so impressed with how they're doing it because they're embarrassed that this is happening. And I think they're going to get a lot of accolades after this event resolves itself. They've been really, really good.
Max, thank you for giving us an update. And you're obviously well-versed in everything that's going on. I appreciate it. Max Najjar there, the director of Axis Travel, like I said, travel agent from South Australia with 48 years' experience. And...